This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm John Itzty. Coming up, Snowball the Pig in Chinese. But first, a federal judge in Los Angeles has issued a temporary injunction blocking enforcement of a rule requiring airport security screeners to be U.S. citizens. Congress included the rule as part of last year's Aviation and Transportation Security Act in the wake of the September 11th attacks. As a result, nearly 8,000 workers lost their jobs. The injunction will remain in place while a lawsuit challenging the policy wends its way through federal court. From Los Angeles, NPR's Rachel Miro reports.
The lawsuit was filed in January on behalf of 9 screeners who work or used to work at the international airports in Los Angeles and San Francisco. The American Civil Liberties Union contends the citizenship requirement is irrational, since no similar requirement exists for airline pilots, flight attendants, or food service employees. ACLU co-counselor Ben Weisner spoke outside the courthouse.
This is just employment discrimination, pure and simple. And accordingly, this is going to be held to the same kind of standards as other kinds of discrimination. And so only if the government can show that the citizenship requirement is the narrowest possible way to achieve their interest in improving security will this pass constitutional muster. And I think it's fairly clear from what the judge said today that he doesn't think that it does.
Judge Robert Takasugi temporarily set aside enforcement of the citizenship requirement for airport screeners. In his ruling, he found non-citizens were facing, quote, constitutional deprivation, and that the public interest will be advanced by granting the preliminary relief. Since he didn't limit the language of his ruling to the 9 plaintiffs, they and their counsel took it to mean that non-citizens across the nation can apply for the new screener positions. 24-year-old Alba Reyes is one of the plaintiffs.
All my co-workers that, you know, were afraid to come out and say anything about this bill are able to apply, and a lot of them are qualified, and a lot of them I know will get their job back.
But in a written statement, Justice Department lawyers disagreed with that interpretation. They said that in the absence of a certified class, the injunction does not apply nationwide, but only to the plaintiffs in this case. The government is also considering an appeal. In the meantime, there is the possibility that Congress may resolve the issue. An amendment in the airport security bill now before the Senate would ease the citizenship requirement. Rachel Miro, NPR News, Los Angeles.